Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Johnny Antonelli. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Earl Averill. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. And now, play ball. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to third. Walls moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Antonelli moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Mays steals second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer misplays the ball. That's an error on Spencer. Taylor moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Averill moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long strikes out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreth strikes out. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bressoud strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Antonelli hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark is hit by the pitch. Taylor moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kirkland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Antonelli covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cepeda. The throw from Neiman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cepeda scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brandt moves to third. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brandt scores. Landreth moves to second. It's 3-0, Giants. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it and throws to second for the out. Landreth moves to third. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 3 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0. Giants. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landreth takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bressude strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Antonelli hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-3 in the game. Neiman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. Long strikes out. Two outs. Randy Jackson pinch hits for Bill Henry. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.